This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. House passed three cryptocurrency bills Thursday. One has already been passed by the Senate. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Genius Act establishes a framework for stablecoins, essentially pegging their value to the dollar. It's the first crypto bill to ever clear Congress. Democratic Representative Brittany Pederson is on the Financial Services Committee. She voted for the bill and says when it comes to digital assets, it's the Wild West.
Making sure that consumers are protected, that businesses can thrive here and they're not moving abroad, and that we're actually paving the way for more innovation and opportunity here in the United States is important.
And Pederson said it's important to get these policies right and to keep political figures from improperly profiting from the rules they set, which is why she didn't vote for the other two bills, which now head to the Senate. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A warning from the state to look out for scammers who are sending out text messages impersonating the DMV. The state's Division of Motor Vehicles says the messages threaten prosecution and losing your driver's license for unpaid tickets. The texts include links to a fake website where people can pay to resolve the issue. The DMV says ignore the texts and don't share personal and financial information. They say their office does not contact people with unsolicited text messages and demand payment for tickets. A wildfire that started last week near Chatfield State Park is thought to have been ignited by sparks from a passing train. That's from an investigation by South Metro Fire Rescue. The fire burned an estimated 130 acres and temporarily evacuated the town of Louviers. This is CPR News.